This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Wednesday he was shocked and saddened by the assassination of Haitian President Jovenel Moïse and wounding of his wife in their home, calling it worrisome and saying his administration needed more information. He condemned what he called a, quote, heinous attack in a statement. The 53-year-old Moïse was shot dead and his wife wounded by unidentified gunmen in his private residence early Wednesday, stirring fears of a breakdown in order in the impoverished Caribbean nation, already reeling from rampant gang violence and facing a constitutional crisis. Former U.S. President Donald Trump on Wednesday said he was filing lawsuits against Twitter, Facebook, and Google, as well as their chief executives, alleging they silence conservative viewpoints. He says he will seek class action status in the suits, which would seek restitution and punitive damages, but did not specify who the other members of the class were. Trump lost his social media megaphone earlier this year after repeatedly falsely claiming his election defeat was the result of widespread fraud, an assertion rejected by multiple courts, state election officials, and members of his own administration. Hundreds of his supporters launched a deadly assault on the U.S. Capitol on January 6th after Trump repeated those false claims in a fiery speech near the White House. The Ever Given, one of the world's largest container ships, resumed its journey and left the Suez Canal on Wednesday, 106 days after becoming stuck for nearly a week and disrupting global trade. The Ever Given started to head north in the late morning from where it had been moored with its Indian crew since being refloated on March 29th. Ship tracking data showed the Ever Given just north of the canal late Wednesday after reaching a legal agreement last week. This is VOA News. Search and rescue workers recovered an additional 10 victims from the rubble of the collapsed Miami-area condo, bringing the death toll to 46, officials said on Wednesday. Search and rescue workers continue to sift through the rubble of the collapsed Champlain Towers South building in warm, dry conditions as Tropical Storm Elsa battered western Florida on the opposite side of the state, moving further away from the site. Miami-Dade's mayor says 94 people who may have been inside the building in Surfside when it partially collapsed on June 24th were still unaccounted for. Rocket and drone attacks on Wednesday targeted bases in Iraq and Syria hosting U.S. forces that are part of an international coalition fighting the Islamic State jihadist group. 14 rockets were fired at an airbase hosting American troops in western Iraq, causing minor injuries to two personnel, the U.S.-led coalition said. It was the latest in a spate of attacks on U.S. military and diplomatic facilities in Iraq, blamed on pro-Iranian armed groups within a state-sponsored paramilitary force. U.S. forces who have about 2,500 troops deployed in Iraq as part of the anti-ISIS coalition have been targeted almost 50 times this year in the country. Regional officials in northern Afghanistan said on Wednesday they had recaptured government buildings in a provincial capital after Taliban fighters stormed it overnight, taking over the police headquarters and sparking panic among residents. Officials said airstrikes were being carried out and special forces had been deployed to push the Taliban fighters back after the latest dramatic advance by fighters surging across the country as Washington pulls out its last troops. The Islamist insurgents have been advancing for weeks, an offensive that has accelerated as the United States pulled out of its main Bagram air base, effectively ending its two-decade intervention. Taliban gains have been especially dramatic in northern provinces where they had been long kept at bay. And Iranian President Hassan Rouhani apologized again Wednesday for a wave of blackouts sweeping the country, blaming a searing drought he said had virtually halted hydroelectric power generation and prompted record consumption. Since last week, Tehran and Iran's other major cities have experienced frequent power outages that authorities say may continue until late July. Unconfirmed videos circulating on social media appear to show frustrated Iranians protesting the outages in several cities, including Tehran. Rouhani attributes the surge in demand to, quote, industrial growth and extreme heat, as well as energy-intensive cryptocurrency mining operations that are supposed to be banned in Iran. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.